The Sydney Science Festival is back, kicking off today and running through until the 19th of August. It features more than 200 events and coincides with National Science Week, being put on by the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences with the Australian Museum and the support of Inspiring Australia. Science, it's great to talk about. We love talking about a bit of science here on 2SER. So to find out a little bit more about the festival, we're speaking now with Catherine Bolks, the producer of the Sydney Science Festival. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. For those of us not in the know, how did the idea for this festival originally come about?
Yeah, so the Sydney Science Festival has been around for 4 years now, and really the festival is a way to group together and promote all of the amazing science events happening throughout Sydney as part of National Science Week. So the festival is really a collaboration amongst Sydney science communities. We have over 200 events this year, and we're working with 80 different organizations. So it's bringing together different cultural institutions, the universities, research organizations, and industry to really showcase the amazing science talents in Sydney.
Have we seen the festival change much over the past 4 years?
Yeah, so it's grown a lot and gained a lot of support. So this is actually our biggest festival yet. I think it's about 20% more events and partners than previous years.
It's interesting at the current moment to have a festival and have a week that is kind of really celebrating science in its current form, because we look at some of the news, some of the politicians and the like, and unfortunately we almost seem to have this snapback where there's this feeling of science denial in some of the things we currently see reported or policies formed around. Are there particular important areas of science that this year's festival is looking to give a little bit more light to?
So I guess the festival really covers diverse areas in science. So there's some programs about the environment. That's a big issue. A lot about medicine, and actually a lot about technology and quantum physics and changes there. I think a unique role the festival has is that it's really inclusive and really accessible. So people who might not know if they're interested in science or might be intimidated about it or don't really engage with science, is a really good opportunity to really start that conversation and come and learn more about something you're interested in.
And of course, wonderful for all the kids as well, because kids, you know, the leaders of tomorrow, such as it were, we want them to have a pretty good head on their shoulders when it comes to, topics like science.
Yes, definitely. So we have a lot of school events and family events during the festival as well to really engage with the youth and that next generation of inventors and scientists.
Well, as we say, there's over 200 events, so pretty hard to give a rundown of just quite everything that's going on. But are there some maybe personal favourites you have, Catherine, that we should get along to, we should give another look?
Yeah, there's some great ones coming up. On Thursday, we have a free event, Massive Late Science at the Powerhouse Museum. And this is really hands-on science. You can speed meet a scientist, go on curator tours of new exhibitions, and really get a hands-on approach. We also have an event coming up from August 9th through 12th at the Museum of Human Disease and the Factory Theater, presented by scientist and comedian Alanta Colley. It's called Parasites Lost, and it's about her history studying parasitology overseas, and I think getting really close to parasites. There's a talk at UNSW coming up on the 12th with the Australian of the Year and quantum physicist Michelle Simmons. And then if you're a teacher and looking for a school engagement throughout the whole festival, there's daily activations and activities at the Australian Museum for schools. So it's such a diverse program. There's really something for everyone, and it's all on the website too at sydneyscience.com.au.
Absolutely tremendous. Catherine, thank you very much. Really appreciate you having a bit of a chat with us about this one, because it sounds like a terrific one to get along and see a few of these events. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That was Catherine Polks, the producer of the Sydney Science Festival, speaking to us about the festival and what kind of means in this this current climate to be educating, to reach people with a little bit more scientific content that is digestible and perhaps not quite as intimidating as the great big walls of numbers you might associate with some scientific you know, some sort of scientific programs. SydneyScience.com.au, as Catherine mentioned there, the website to check out if you want to know a little bit more about some of those events. And you can always head along to 2SER.com. Follow the links for the daily. The podcasts will be up after the program, and we'll try and stick a little extra info up on that one thereafter the show.